I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We need to build our expectations, our excitement, our hope, our anticipations on the words of people who, in John the Revelator's experience, had actually seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do then is be very careful about how we build our theology, if you will, our beliefs on the world to come, how we build that, and to build it really with the only testimony that really can stand the test of time, and that would be the testimony of Scripture.
Well, we're going to dig in a little bit of some of those things that, through your research, kind of discovered it as John the Revelator and others have written. But I want to talk first just a little bit about this sense that you felt of longing for something more, and you've dubbed it homesickness. And I thought that was such a helpful description, helpful way to describe it, and in a way you're giving us permission, actually encouraging us to embrace that homesickness. Can you unpack that a little bit more?
Sure. You know, that, let's talk about homesickness just for a moment. That word really gets at what we're longing for. So, you know, you send your little sixth grader off to camp, and, you know, you send little things along with her to try to help her as she goes through her week without her home. That thing that she's feeling within her, that pain, that desire, is something that really is a homesickness within all of us. It is a longing for that place we were meant to be. You know, Hebrews 11 says that the people of faith were strangers and aliens on the earth, and that they were seeking a homeland. And so, you know, that desire, that pain within us for a place where righteousness dwells, you know, that's mm-hmm. a phrase from Scripture, a place where righteousness dwells, a place where we would say, things here are as they ought to be. Mm-hmm. I am not waking up in the morning and saying, oh, I wish everything was different, or I wish some things were different. Listen, even if we're in the nicest home that, you know, could possibly be imagined, we all still know that something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's missing is home. And so that longing that we feel within us, the longing, that desire for that place where things are as they ought to be, that's really homesickness. And what I want to say is, instead of saying, well, you know, we shouldn't feel that, because to feel that means that we're discontented, I want to say, oh, no, actually, especially if you read in Hebrews 11, all of those people were longing for that city whose builder and maker was God.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.